we here at River Lakes, we want you to experience an amazing life. We want everyone to experience this amazing life. No one is left out. And beyond a shadow of a doubt, it involves a relationship with the living God. This means that you need to understand His plan. And not only understand it, but be really committed to following His plan with His help. And when you put yourself in that place, you'll experience it. You put yourself in the best place to experience a life of incredible blessing. And we are committed to come alongside of you and help you in this journey so that you can experience what the Bible says in 1 Timothy when Paul says to take hold of the life that is truly life. This is what we want for you. So today we start with this journey, and it's called the story. Let me give you the who, what, and why of it. Okay, what is the story? The story is an abridged version of the Bible in chronological order, and it reads like one continuous novel. And it's the story of a true God who loves His children, who established for them a way of salvation and provided a route for eternity. It's a story of a God of grace whose love for His people culminated in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus to atone for our sins. Now, we are going to go through the Bible in chronological order, and we're going to tell the big story of God from the beginning of time in Genesis all the way through to the end of Revelation. And you will see how God has moved through history. Let me ask all of you this. Have you ever struggled to understand how the various stories in the Bible, how they all kind of connect to each other? Have you ever thought that maybe these stories do relate to each other? Or have you wondered how these stories relate to the story of your life today? Now, what if the testimonies in the Bible, the lives of everyone who ever lived, and your own story, which, by the way, is a story still in progress, what if they are all connected, all part of one big divine story? Well, they are related. And we will see this as we go through the Bible from beginning to end. Now, who will be studying the story? Well, this is where it's exciting. Everyone in our church, everyone, from our children in Sunday school to our fifth and sixth graders to junior high school, our college group revive, all of our adults, including all of our community groups, women's ministry, men's ministry, senior adults, and any kind of bugs that are in the church too, we're all going to go through. We're all going to go through the story. We'll all be storing the study of the Word of God together. And today and next week, we're going to introduce a story to you. And we're going to be asking you to make a commitment to go through this journey together. And on September 9th, in 2 weeks, we'll start with the first chapter, with the creation in Genesis, and then we will again proceed chronologically through the Bible. Now, why are we going through the story? Well, let me count the ways. I'll give you four. Probably the first and the foremost reason is so that we can better understand God's love and plan for us. Here's another one. It's to improve our biblical literacy. In a nutshell, so that we can better understand the Bible and how it all fits together. Number three, and this is for you parents, so perk up. Number three, we want to equip parents to be the spiritual leaders of your children. It's a great thing. And number four, we want to grow together as a church as we understand how the Bible fits together. Now, as I mentioned earlier, our time today is a little bit different. This is not our normal service. Again, I'm forewarning you. So here you are, you're forewarned. So everything I want to talk to you today is going to relate to a popular game show. Okay? How many of you, for example, have seen the game show Jeopardy? Raise your hand. Jeopardy. Okay. Almost everyone. Okay. In my opinion, you have to be really, really, really smart to be on Jeopardy, right? I can tell you when I'm at home sometimes watching it, I will yell. My wife comes in, "What are you yelling about?" I got an answer right. I'm all excited. I got one. It's usually sports trivia, but hey, I'll take it. Let me ask you this. What if you were on Jeopardy and they were filming you and you looked up at the categories and one of the categories was the Bible? How do you think you would do? Well, let's take a look at this and see if you can relate to it.
That leaves one untouched category, Bible. Cindy, where would you like to begin?
Okay, I'll take the Bible for 200.
For 200, the answer is Genesis. Yes, Jeremy.
What is the name of the device used to create a planet in that Star Trek movie?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Yes, Cindy.
What is the name of Phil Collins' band?
No, I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. No, players, remember the category is the Bible.
My buzzer's still not working.
Press firmly, Ron. Correct response. What is the first book of the Bible? Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. Throw open the cover, there it is. All right. Cindy, still your board.
Okay, I'll take the Bible for 400.
For 400, the answer is, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Yes, Cindy.
What is freedom of speech?
No. That would be the Bill of Rights. Yes, Jeremy.
What is thou shalt not do anything?
Judges, can we accept that? No, I'm sorry. Can you be a bit more specific, please?
What is thou shalt not commit forgery?
No. Sorry. Ron? Well, there are 10 of them you could have picked from. No other gods, keep the Sabbath, honor your mother and father, no adultery.
I meant that one.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Cindy, still your board.
I'll take the Bible for 600.
For 600, the answer is, they're called epistles. Yes, Jeremy.
What was Jesus' crown made out of?
No. Yes, Cindy.
What is the wife of an apostle?
No, that's incorrect. You? Correct response, what is a letter from an apostle? Letter from an apostle. Cindy, still your board.
Okay, I will take...
Only two clues remaining, Cindy.
Okay, I'll take the Bible for 800.
For 800, the answer is... All right, listen to me very carefully. Ron, listen to me very carefully. This person took two of every living animal into a huge boat to survive the great flood. Cindy.
Who is Mr. Doolittle?
No. Yes, Jeremy.
Who is Dr. Doolittle? No.
Yes. Yes,
it
Ron.
Worked. My buzzer worked.
Yes, I know this Ron. One. Ron. Well, yes, go ahead.
Who is Joan of Arc?
No. No, it was Noah. Have you never heard of Noah? Two by two, the animals came. Well, that sound means it's time for our final round.
Can you relate to any of that? Oh, no. Hey, here's a fact for you all. Most people are intimidated by the Bible. And why not? It's filled with hundreds of ancient stories. It's got all kinds of odd customs. It has awkward language. It has funny male names like Jehoshaphat and Methuselah. It has funny female names like Gomer and Abishag. I looked at the top baby names for 2011, and there's actually a couple of biblical names in there. But here are the top five male names, baby names for 2011. Jacob, Mason, William, Jaden, and Noah. Top female names, Sophia, Isabella, Emma, Olivia, and Ava. Didn't see Gomer or Jehoshaphat, okay? Now, the Bible can be overwhelming to us. And today, biblical literacy isn't really for many Christians. It's not really a goal for many Christians. I want to read to you what Christian researcher George Barna said about biblical literacy among Christians. Let me read this, and as I read it, see if you can relate to any of this or know of someone that you might say, hey, this describes this person. And here it is. Here's the quote. Bible reading has become the religious equivalent of soundbite journalism. When people read from the Bible, they typically open it, read a brief passage without much regard for the context, nor considers the primary thought or feeling that the passage provided. If they are comfortable with it, they accept it. Otherwise, they deem it interesting but irrelevant to their life, and then they move on. There is shockingly little growth evident in people's understanding of the fundamental themes of the scriptures, and amazingly little interest in deepening their knowledge and application of biblical principles. Wow. When we begin this journey, when we start, we want to tell you straight up that the Bible is not hundreds and hundreds of unrelated stories. In fact, the Bible is just one big story. It's the story of God. And we want you to capture that. How many of you, when you've read a book, you've cheated? You read the first few pages, and then you go to the very end, and you read the last few pages to see how it ends. Yeah. Well, you know, if you do this with the Bible, open it up at Genesis, then cruise all the way over to Revelation, you're going to find something very interesting. Now, the beginning, of course, is Genesis 1:1, and it says, let's all say it together, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, got that. But if you skip to the back of the Bible, right at about Revelation 21:1, it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. So at the opening of the Bible, God's creating the heavens and the earth. And then as you skip to the end of the Bible, it says that God is creating a new heaven and a new earth. Which leads us to this question. What on earth happened? I mean, literally, what on earth happened? And if you can answer that, you're going to discover the one seamless story of God. And that is what we are hoping to unfold for you over the next few months here at River Lakes. What on earth happened? And it's going to include the entire family. That's the great thing about it. Children, student, adults. We've got this coming at you from every which way, so that you can maximize what you get out of this as a follower and a learner of Jesus Christ. Okay, well, we did Jeopardy. Now we have a second game show for you, and that is Deal or No Deal. How many of you know about that one? Yeah, it's a fast action game show. It's hosted. It's hosted. We'll get to that in just a second. It's hosted, if you saw the original one, it's hosted by a certified germaphobe. That's Howie Mandel, right? OK, Okay, now here's what I want from you. Inside your bulletins is this insert. You need to pull this out and hang on to it. You need to pull this out and hang on to it, okay? It says deal or no deal. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to unpack each of these six suitcases on the stage. And at the end of each one, I'm going to talk about the contents in the suitcase. And then I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to say, deal or no deal? And then I want you to check this. Are you in or are you not? And the goal, just so you know, is not to check every box to prove to you and to prove to the person next to you that you're super Christian. That's not what we're asking you. The goal is to carefully look at them. We want you to consider them and discover which ones you can do and decide which ones are going to help you with your spiritual journey. Now, to get to this. In the show, the suitcases are opened up by ladies, correct? Yes. Well, here at River Lakes, we have something much, much grander than that. What we have over here are three of our elders. So you need to welcome Richard Garcia, George Buell, and Chris Long. And they are going to help us. Gosh, you are sharp looking. You guys look good. We have great elders and they're sharp looking too. Hey, I like that. And they're going to help us as we unpack each of these suitcases and the commitment we're going to ask each of you to make. Okay, Richard, open up the first suitcase. Richard, open up the first suitcase. Yeah. All right, it says personal reading. What do we mean by that? Okay, we have the story here, and this will be available. You can pick one up when we leave here in the patio area. And we are going to ask you to read one chapter a week. It's roughly 12 to 14 pages in advance of the message that you're going to hear on Sunday. It's as simple as that. We want you to be prepared when you come to hear the message on Sunday. Now, I know we live in a world where we're bite-sized. Those of you that text, 140 characters is the max. So I know reading 12 or 14 pages a week might be a stretch, but you can do this. You can do this. Now, you can read it all at once. You can read two pages at a time, however you want to do it. This is a great book. It has a timeline that goes with it. Excellent. Now, for those of you that have a Kindle, you can go to Amazon and you can download the story on your Kindle for only $9.99. This book was $10. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, you can go to Apple's iBookstore. You can download the story for $9.99 also. So, here we go. The first one. Will you do this? So here's my question. Deal or no deal? Deal. All right. Let's go to number two. George, open up case number two, please. All right. Case number two is family time. And I'm glad you're all sitting down because here's what we're going to ask you to do. This is literally out of Ozzie and Harriet. Here's what we're asking you to do. As a family, we want you to come together on your own in your time, location you decide, and we want you each week to read aloud the story and talk about it. Have a brief discussion about it. For those of you with kids, you can use the kids' version and read that or talk about that too. And this will bring you together as a family with the focus on the Word of God. If you're a couple, let's say you're empty nesters or no kids, then do it together as a couple. If you're a single adult, find a friend, connect with another friend, and do it that way. We want you just to encourage you to read and talk about the Word of God weekly. Now, why are we encouraging this? Well, okay, parents, let me talk to you. Parents, how many of you want, when your child grows up and leaves the home, to continue following God? Don't you want that, parents? Of course you do. Of course you do. And studies have shown there's two things that can help that occur, and here they are. Number one, you bring your child to church and to Sunday school or to student ministries. You do that. But that's only part of the answer. The second part is you engage them. That means you talk to them about God and what they have heard on Sunday. And if you do that, your chances of your child, after leaving the house, to stay close to God, it goes up tremendously. Parents, I know some of the reservations. You say, hey, I may not know all the answers. I got an easy response. The response is, hey, let's all go to church on Sunday. We'll find out the answer. Okay? You can ask a teacher. It's a great way. And in fact, the children, what you're going to have for those of you with children in Sunday school, each week they will give you a parent's page. It's a one-page sheet that will help you as a parent go over what was discussed. Even give you, it's a great tool for you. So, family time. All right, here's the second one. Deal or no deal? Deal. Oh, you got to do it better than that. Deal or no deal? Yeah, that's right. All right, let's go to number three, Chris. All right, community groups. We have talked about this before, but here's the key thing. Going through the Bible with a small group of people will greatly enhance you, okay? It gives you encouragement. It gives you accountability. And you get to know people. You know, the Wall Street Journal did a study on smoking. And here's what they found out. If a person tried to quit smoking just on their own, the success rate was slightly above zero. If they added a tool like nicotine gum or a patch, it zoomed up to almost 5%. But when they brought community around, when they brought other people around them to help, it went up to almost 50%. So we encourage you to do that. And here's what we're going to ask for a commitment. If you're not currently in a group, and this could be a men's group, a women's group, or a community group, will you make a six-week commitment to be in a group? 6 weeks, starting on the week of September 9th and going through the week of October 14th. That will coincide with our first series, the first 6 weeks. If you're in a group, just so you know, you don't have to pray out loud. You don't have to read anything. Really, all we ask you to do is breathe, okay? Can you do that? I know you all can do that. And we like to eat if you're in a group. We like snacks. So would you make that six-week commitment? In the patio, we'll have sign-ups there for our community groups. And we're going to ask you, after we excuse, to go make that commitment. So for community groups, deal or no deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right. All right, now we got to do a transition. Our sharp-dressed elders, please go to 4 through 6. Let's. Have they been doing a good job? I think I'm in trouble, but I don't know. All right. Let's go to number 4. Chris, go ahead and open up number 4. And it's worship service. Worship service. Here's what we're going to ask you to do as a commitment. We are asking all of you to be here each Sunday, especially the first 6 weeks as we go through this. And we're asking you to do that, not for our sake, but for yours and for your family, so that they can capture the whole story of God. And I understand illness and special circumstances, okay, certainly. But we're asking you to be here each week. Don't skip. Make that commitment. Now, let me tell you, the story that we're going to go through has 31 chapters total. So we will be doing this over a 31-week period, but we're going to break it up into a number of small series. The first series starts on September 9th and goes for 6 weeks, and it is called The Story Begins. And it's going to take us from Genesis in creation all the way through to the Israelites wandering in the desert. Here's the other thing we want to ask you to do. To be here on Sunday, and I know many of you do, but if you don't, we want you to get into a habit to bring your Bible to church. Okay, many of you have it actually on your phone or iPad, I understand. We have Bibles in the chair backs, but still, we want you to bring your Bible to church. You don't need to bring the story here. This would be during the week. But we're going to ask you to bring your Bible as you come on a Sunday. So the commitment is to be here each week. All righty? Deal or no deal?
Deal?
All right. Let's go to number 5, George. Number five is Bible study. As I told you, we have this coming at you from many different ways. Here are some other opportunities for you. Our adult education classes meet at 9 o'clock and 10:45, taught by great teachers. Many of you take advantage of that. Their focus during this time is going to be on the story. So each week, that class will go into more depth and detail for the particular chapter that we are going over. So this is a great opportunity for you to get connected in an adult education class. Many go to one service and then take the class a second, or they switch it and do it vice versa. For the men, if you're a guy, the men are going to be focusing on the men's perspective for each particular chapter that we go through. And for women's ministry, ladies, for you, what you're going to be doing as we go through each chapter, the women are going to pull out a lady from the Bible from that particular chapter and focus in more detail on her life. So this is a great thing. And I'm going to encourage you, when we excuse, is to go out to the tables in the patio area. There'll be tables for adult education. You can talk to them. Women's ministry will have a table there. And you can talk all you want about what's going on and how they're actually going to accomplish it. So, Bible study. Number five, deal or no deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right. Last one. Richard, go ahead and open up that. And it is volunteer. What's the best way to learn something? Teach it. Teach it. Yes, absolutely. Now, I know you're getting nervous by hearing that. Here's what we're asking you to do. You can volunteer. The way you can volunteer, let me give you three ways you can do that. If you have a child in Sunday school, help out. You don't necessarily have to be the teacher. You can help out. It'll be a great thing, again, helping you connect with your child on that. If you have a student in student ministries, junior high, high school, or even in college, help out. Volunteer. And again, the student ministries will have tables out in the patio area. Children's ministry will have tables out in the patio area too. And here's a third way you can do this. You can volunteer to host a group, a small group, for those 6 weeks. Say, I'm not ready to lead a group, but I'll open up my home. That's a great way to volunteer. Great way to get to connect with other people here at church. And again, you just need to go to our community group table and sign up there after we dismiss. So the last one, deal or no deal?
Deal.
All right. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Let's welcome them as they leave. As we said earlier, God has work yet to do as it relates to the creation of the new heaven and the new earth. Do you know what that means? It means the story is not over yet. Do you know what that means? It means that we are all characters in the story of God. Our goal for taking the church through this is not at the end of it you're going to be really good at Bible trivia on Jeopardy, but what we want is for you to discover how your very life fits into the story of God. Jesus says that there are only two types of people in the story of God. There are those who are for God, and there are those who are against. For those who are against, they resist the plan of God. They're apathetic towards the plan of God. They frankly want to lead their lives the way that they want to lead it. Then there are those who are for God. They align their lives with God's life, with God's story. They want to have their lives centered on God's will. In the Old Testament, there is Joshua, and that is a story that we'll be covering here in a few weeks. Joshua said of the children of Israel, he said this, "Every single one of you must decide today who you will serve." And then he says some famous words, which probably many of you have on a plaque at your house on a wall. He says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that is what we simply want for each of you, to see how your story interacts with God's story. We want to invite you to align your whole life story to God's story, because that's where blessing is at. That is where you will take hold of a life that is truly life. So the final commitment, and there is not in your insert, there's no suitcase for this. I don't need you to respond, but the final commitment, really the final deal or no deal, is this. Will you choose to align your life to God's story? That is the most important commitment of all. So that one, deal or no deal, make that commitment.